Season countdown continues. The first of the GFL clubs we're going to look at is North Shore. It was a tough year for the men from Windsor Park last year, unfortunately winless. But a man who is guiding the ship for a second year can see, I think, some light at the end of the tunnel as he works hard to get the blue and gold back to where they used to be. It's hard to believe it's 20 years since the last flag. Lucky enough to be joined by Mark McDowell. Macca, thanks for joining us on the season countdown.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
Always a pleasure to talk footy with you. It's a tough battle out there at the moment. Plenty of recruiting news in the last couple of weeks. Some of it negative, some of it positive. Let's start on the positive. You've got some names in and a couple that are coming from other GFL clubs that have got some GFL senior experience that really will add to your depth.
Yeah, so we've been really fortunate to recruit some real quality players, young players and players that we think are going to really impact our team's performance. So Brandon Verwerf's come across from South Barwon, and his brother's also come across with him as well, but really good player, proven GFL performer, really got some really good leadership skills as well, so he'll really impact really well, probably go through the midfield, but he's quite adaptable.
Nobody's getting in the boxing ring with him.
No, not me.
He goes all right, doesn't he, in that regard. I think he had a bit of time, couple of fights last year, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he was a runner-up in the I'm not sure if it was a national or Victorian title.
Yep.
So pretty good. I think he had a hernia issue last year, so he didn't play much footy, so he turned his hands to boxing.
Yep.
Because his other brothers have done a bit of boxing as well. So, and I'm pretty sure it was an Australian title, amateur title, I'm pretty sure.
But he can play.
He's a serious player. He's a very, very good player. He's been really impressive on the training track. And, you know, as you said, we've seen him on the bag as well, because we've just recently installed a commercial-grade gymnasium into where our old poker rooms were at North Shore. So that's been a really good initiative by the club, which we'll actually roll out, and players will have like a key card access, a bit like Anytime Fitness, Jets Fitness, where they can come and go as
24/7.
They like. 24/7 type gym setup, and so we've got that up and rolling. So in there, we've got a couple of boxing bags. So Brandon's showed these skills on the bags there in a few of the sessions. So it's been good. And Mikey throws them all right as well. His brother.
The couple of boys from St. Joey's, Spiro Alesios is the one that caught the eye when you announced him back in January. He's played a bit of senior footy over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so Spiro, I think, played half and half in the seniors with St. Joseph's last year, and, really quick, really intelligent player, going to be a really good fit for us. We see him as being really adaptable and versatile as well, again, in a really young age bracket. And he's really impacted really heaps as well at the club. And also his brother, Nicholas Alesios, who's had a couple of issues with his knee. I think he's coming off a knee reconstruction from a while back, so didn't play last year or the year before, but he's a really big, solidly framed fella, so he'll really help us out as well. Hopefully, you know, up forward, he'll give us a bigger body to kick at and pinch hitting in the ruck to sort of chop out a bit, hopefully.
Trent Archer, he had a cracking start to the GDFL season last year. He played a really good month of footy, got hurt, didn't see any more footy for the rest of the year, but I think he's got some ability and that might transfer to GFL level.
Yeah, really, really wrapped with picking up Trent. He, because we've been looking at players, that's what we're saying. We're saying North Shore's a land of opportunity. If you're in the GDFL or the Ballarine Football League and you're looking for an opportunity at playing senior GFL football, well, the opportunity's here at North Shore. So Trent's come into that. Trent, who'd previously been at St Mary's, then to the GDFL for a few years, then he's sort of at that age bracket now. He's thinking, well, if I want to really play high-level football, I need to do it now. And he's seen us as an opportunity where he'll get a crack through the midfield and he'll play senior footy, and so the ball's in his court to really stand up. So we've been really happy with him. He's really got really good character and really honest fella, so really wrapped to get him on board.
Geordie Molden, I think, might have played some junior footy at the club, is that right?
I'm pretty sure he has. I'm not 100%. I know he was at Bannockburn for a while, I'm pretty sure, and then he was in the Central Highlands League last year, but he's been on the training track. He's just nursing his body back. He's got a few little niggly injuries at the moment, but really been cracking in hard at training, tackling hard and really hard at the footy. So, and I can remember him playing a few for Bannockburn. So I think he'll play across half forward and probably have a bit of a run through the ball as well. So really happy with him as well.
Yep. Did you try to tap into your Invalid content that you had for so long? Or
tried real hard to get Jack Kennedy Hunt.
Yep.
But Jack, you know, is coming off a severe knee reconstruction. It was more than just the knee reconstruction. His patella was fractured and his tendon was bloody, it was really messed up bad. Yeah. So, and then he thought, I've got to get through that. And then he also thought, you know, am I looking to play GFL footy? And so there's a few things going on. So he decided to stay in the GFL and go to Winchelsea, obviously.
Yep.
Tried really hard to get
Brendan and go, oh, come on, mate, throw me a bone here.
No, I knew that it was going to be either us or Winchelsea.
Yep.
I knew that 100% was going to go either way, and I wasn't surprised that he selected Winchelsea. It's just where he lives around the corner. He's working down at Lawn. It's closer. It just made more sense, and I think, that's how that folded it. The other one was Casey Mean. We really tried hard to get. We're really keen on getting Casey. He needs to step up to GFL footy.
Yep.
I remind him of that daily at work. he's just a real talent. And for him to take his footy to the next level, he needs to get in with the big boys and play that footy, because he'll be a really good player at GFL. Yep. You know, just like Dalton Grundle, he's had his first year at Geelong West and... Yep. Really established, you know, had a year where he's established himself as a regular GFL senior footballer, and I think he'll just go the next step next year, and Casey will be the same situation.
Yep. Any other ins that we need to know about, Maka?
Yes. Jack Cripps, obviously. He was early in the piece who we picked up. He'll, he's played VFL footy. He'll be a key forward and might have to pinch hit through the ruck every now and again, but he's going to be a really handy acquisition.
Doesn't want to get his cousin from Carlton to come down and play a couple of games, does he?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? But look, he has got another fella who's coming from the Waffle that might end up at North Shore. We're just sort of speaking to that fella now, so hopefully we can land another one there through Jack. So he'll be a really important player for us. And then obviously we are really keen to elevate a few of our Colts players as well.
Won the flag last year in the under-19s.
Yeah, and there's probably two or three there that the opportunity's there for them to play senior football next year. It's just going to be up to them, because they're still got another, they can still play Colts footy.
Yep.
It's just going to be depending on them whether they want to step up and take that opportunity and advance their football and advance their development, like Jacob Samo did.
Yep.
He could have played Colts last year, and the year he had last year was just superb, I think, for a young fella to play the way he played. Played on some really talented players and really developed as a player. I reckon he'll have a cracking year this year.
Yep. You lose some, unfortunately, and obviously come to light in the last couple of weeks that unfortunately Mitch Vandenberg won't be back, living in Altona, is going to play with Altona in the Western Region League. And you mentioned the one pointers that you lose, the likes of Fazio and Harmer and guys like that and Robertson that have gone elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the whole lot of them are all one pointers.
Yep.
I think even Vanders might have been, Mitch Vandenberg might have been close to a one pointer, because he'd been with us for a couple of years. Mitch Vandenberg and Dixon are obviously big losses for us. You know, cracking players.
Nick's going to study in.
Yeah, he's New South Wales and Sydney, somewhere around there. He's got a scholarship and got some studying there, so you couldn't, hold that against him. You know, I'm confident that he'd be playing for North Shore if he wasn't moving interstate. So, you know, good on him, and he really gave us some really good service and played some good footy with us last year.
Played some good footy with Essendon too, didn't he?
He absolutely did, once he got the opportunity and once he got in. And that's the other thing that we're trying to say to VFL players, is that if you want to use North Shore as a feeder club, you're going to play in the position that you need to play in to impact the game so you can impress the VFL club. That's not necessarily the situation at some of the other clubs.
Yep.
They might just fit you in because they might think they've only got you for one or two games, don't want to disrupt their structure.
Yep.
And they might slot you somewhere else, so we're really keen to promote them. Mitch Vandenberg, you know, he's just a magnificent captain, magnificent player, ticked every box, but you know, you just understand, it was just quite understandable that, you know, he's travelling down from Point Cook.
Yep.
But he's working out the other side of Melbourne.
Yep.
So it just got a bit tough for him. We were hoping to squeeze another year out of him. But in the end, he's gone to Altona. I watched Altona play last year through the final series and seemed like a really good club. And he'll fit in really well. He'll be a real bonus for them, Altona.
Yep.
He'll make a difference, I'd think.
Yeah, absolutely. Where does your improvement come from? Where do you hope to, you know, bridge the gap between yourselves and the, you know, the other 11 sides?
The first thing we've got to do is get this mini draft situation happening.
Yes.
Now, that's not going to happen. That's not going to help us this year. But that's just got to happen.
Yep.
They've got to do that if they're serious on having a more competitive competition.
So it's time to disperse VFL play. Well, VFL listed players at Geelong and Werribee who want a GFL club that isn't. They're not from originally.
Yep.
They're coming to the region, so whether they're coming from the Greater Western Victorian Rebels, if they're coming from the Bendigo Pioneers into town, they've got to be. You'd like to see them, you know, not just going to select four or five clubs. We see them right through the GFL.
Yeah, we just have a draft. Exactly what they've done in the AFL to equal out the competition there is that the lower clubs would get priority picks and get more picks. And, you know, like if we were to pull out, you know, a couple of players that we were chasing this year, Will Christie, we almost had a meeting with him, but he declined in the end. If you pulled him out of Bell Park, put him in our side, and a couple other, you know, another VFL player we're chasing now. If you put three VFL players into our team, and it's going to make an absolute enormous difference to a club like North Shore, because we're really struggling with depth at the moment. So we just add three in, it really just strengthens us up and has a big impact on the performance of our team. But we're still actively recruiting now. We're still very hopeful of landing another two or three players, and if we can, I think we can go forward. And the players that we've picked up, you know, really in that young, you know, 21, 22 age bracket.
Yep.
So it's long term that they're going to take us forward as well.
Yep. When we spoke 12 months ago, or nearly 18 months ago, when you were appointed coach, you said you were in this for the long haul. Are you still locked and loaded to see this through to wherever it gets to?
Look, I got to admit, it is going to be, it'll be a marathon.
Yep.
If AFL Bowen and VFL can't sort something out in terms of dispersing the VFL talent.
Yep.
If that doesn't happen, it's, you know, because the gap's just going to widen. Like, as I said, if we've got zero VFL players coming to North Shore and playing in our team, and we're already 100 points behind, and those players are then playing for the opposition, the gap widens. It's really difficult for us. So something's got to be done there, or it's just going to be a never-ending battle. And look, it's North Shore at the moment, the bottom of the ladder. That's all to do with demographics of the area. If North Shore can stay relevant for another 10, 15 years, they'll be a powerhouse, because they'll have that whole lovely Banks development that'll come through, and all the kids will come through, and it'll be another club on the other side of town that'll be sitting down the bottom, potentially in our situation, if things like this mini draft top sort of thing isn't implemented to sort of assist and balance out the competition.
Yep.
But no, look, I'm still wanting to take the club forward.
Yep.
Really happy with how we've recruited. I think for where we finished and where we were at the end of the year, to be able to pick up at this stage the players that we have has been really encouraging. And look, if we had been, unfortunately, retention, we weren't able to retain some of those players, and two of our best players, circumstances completely understandable why they left. They haven't left because if they were in our area, they'd still be playing for us. But if we had those two still in our team, we'd be in pretty good shape. But so that's where we're at.
Yep.
A couple of other boys have, you know, two others, Ryan Robinson and Sam Harmer, they've stepped back to GFL football, which I think is, you know, they're quality GFL players, and that's their decision. But I think they should be playing GFL football. Another couple too, Fazio and Bowdy, you know, they're looking to go to Clunes, I think, which, you know, is just going to be a waste of a year for them. That's my view. I think that they're quality players as well.
Yep. Matty White, though, you will have?
Yeah, Matty White's on board. He's keen to go around again. He's hoping that we'll be more competitive, obviously. But, I was only speaking to him last week, and he'll come down next week to training. So he's hopefully been looking after himself. I know he spends a lot of time on the golf course.
Don't blame him.
We need to get him off the golf course and onto the running track. But I think that's going to be a bit of an effort. But, he's a good player and fantastic bloke, and the boys really, really love his leadership on the ground.
Yep. Can you give us a couple of kids that might come out of the Colts on that grand final side last year that we should keep an eye on? Obviously, you mentioned Jacob Sammet playing mostly up last year and taking his opportunity. Are there a couple of kids you think are going to make that step to GFL senior footy?
I'm hopeful that two out of the three boys I mentioned now, they did play some senior footy last year, so I'm hoping that they might look to try and play a lot more senior footy this year. Brad Tregenza's one young fella, yep. Really good, really skillful player, really athletic. Got good skills, reads the game well, is not overawed by the fact that he's playing senior footy. So hopefully Brad will be looking to do that. He's been doing a bit of training with us. Muhammad, I can't pronounce his surname, I'm not sure of it, but he played a few games with us last year, and he got named best player for North Shore in the Colts grand final.
Yep.
So he, again, really quick, got a good motor, really attacks the ball really well. He's one, and there's another one, White, who we just got to North Shore from last year. I think he might have come from Bell Park as a Colt. Yep. But he's like a tall defender type. He could quite easily play GFL senior. Well, I've got him earmarked, and I'm hoping that that's what he might want to do. And if he's mentally ready for it and wants to do it, he'll be playing.
Yep. There's the opportunity for these kids to, like, it might only register as one game on their games records, but it'll be worth more than that if they play as kids. What they'll learn, you know, will be, they'll get 10 games worth of learning out of one match, won't they?
Oh, there's 100%. And look, I wouldn't bring them up for one game. If they decide they want to have a crack, they'll get quite a few games.
Yep.
But I think the three of those guys, if they probably decide, they'll probably play the whole season in the seniors.
Yep.
Just about. It's just a decision that they've got to make, and they've got to make sure that they're ready to do it, and that they, more importantly, that they want to do it like Jacob. But I'd say Jacob's football is, if he went back and played Colts now, geez, he'd make a mess of them.
Yeah. Will you field under 19s again this year? Will you
be able to? Yeah, we have. The boys have been out there training, and so that's the other balancing issue with how many numbers we have in our Colts team, in terms of if we three come up into the seniors, it has that knock-on effect down to the Colts as well. So I'm really hopeful that numbers can be really boosted into the Colts side, so that they've got excess players, which will make it much easier for us to advance these other kids up into senior footy.
Yep, field 17s, 15s, 13s as well. It looks like you'll have a full complement of juniors.
We've got, we had, which, I don't think we had, what, we missed out on last year. I don't think we had 17s.
No, 17s last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not sure, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
So I can't really answer that, but I know the worst case scenario would be there'd be one set that we're not able to field, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yep, fair enough. First four games, Lara, Grovedale, Bell Park, St Albans. At least they haven't given you anybody from the top five last year, because your start to last year was an absolute nightmare.
We got belted round one. And it's good that the draws worked out that way. It gives us something to really launch into early in the season, and hopefully be really competitive and hopefully get a win or two. So we'll be doing our best to do that. But that's worked out really well. But ideally, you'd wish it was like that. And look, right across the whole season, that any club on any given day would be a chance of winning. But it really has separated. I keep referring it to as Division 1 and Division 2. You've got Division 1 up the top, and down the other end you've got Division 2. So at the moment, we're in Division 2 of GFL, and we're trying to win games in that area, which is going to happen obviously in the first part of the year.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. I didn't ask about Jace Davenport. Do you hope to have him all? His life sort of got moved to Melbourne with his house being renovated and obviously his role at Carlton, but is there a chance he might pull on the blue and gold this year?
Yeah, we think there's a chance. We've been talking to him about that, and it's all got to do with the renovations with the house, which I believe have started. So it's just, if the renovations are complete and done and he's he's moved back and all that sort of stuff, he'll be a good chance to play some games, some footy with us. But there's nothing been confirmed, but I know that the club's been talking to him on and off about that, which he hasn't said no to. So we'll continue seeing how that unfolds.
Fantastic. I did notice, I just came across my desk this year, it's a Hall of Fame year for North Shore as well. Back into the, I think it's sometime in August it'll be held. Always a cracking night, but also a really highly revered function on the North Shore calendar, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we've got quite a few things happening this year. We've got reverse draws happening and we've got the Hall of Fame, which, as you said, is really the highlight of the year in terms of the off-field stuff. So really good opportunity to acknowledge all, you know, the people that have really done a mountain of work and made a wonderful contribution to North Shore. So looking forward to that myself.
Some sad news in the off-season and close to your heart, and I'm guessing you'll wear black armbands around one with the passing of your uncle Marcus, who a life member of North Shore, I think one of reserves best and fairest in there as well, played a bit of senior footy, unfortunately left us earlier in the year.
Yeah, it was really sad for Marcus, in the end, just a great fella, real gentleman. And just loved North Shore and the service that he's put into North Shore. It was, he just wore his heart in his sleeve with North Shore. And it wasn't only just the North Shore Football Club, it was the whole North Shore area.
Yep.
You know, grew up just near the Esplanade there on North Shore in that little area there. And then went on and bought a house there and has always lived in this community and always fishing down the North Shore Beach and in around those areas. So it was really sad. But look, he had a wonderful life and it was really celebrated, his life. You know, done a lot of travelling, had a lot of success, and, you know, he's really close to Gordon Hines, obviously. They were really, really close. So it was good to reflect back on all the good times that Marcus had and the wonderful life that he had.
Yeah, thoughts with the McDowell family and all at North Shore on Marcus's passing. Macca, we really appreciate you coming in. Love talking footy with you. We've touched on many topics, but I reckon we're going to hear a little bit more about this little proposal of yours to see if we can bring in a draft system for these VFL players coming into the region. But another year of footy upon it, a clean slate, and hopefully we see some numbers in the W column for the North Shore Footy Club in season 2020.
Yeah, thanks for having us in, and we'll certainly be doing our best to get a couple of wins on the board.
Mark McDowell joining us from North Shore. Next in our season countdown series, Belmont Lions. We're going to catch up with Nathan Bissett.